This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
To wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Where's Jana Mountain View at? Hope you're listening on the Odyssey app or streaming us on YouTube where we're at right now. Good morning, Joe, Carter, Sam. It's a non-payday Friday, but you know what? It's a Friday nonetheless. I'm feeling great. A lot of people graduating over the weekend. Shout out to the grads out there. Shout out to all the lovely people just waking up, getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready to do whatever you got to do. It's beautiful. It's going to be hot here in the Bay, Oakland, San Francisco, South Bay, North Bay. I'm excited. You're wearing a hat that says Flames on it. You're smoking hot right now, Joe. Pause. Everything's hot. I'm feeling it. The Valkyries, even in a loss yesterday to the defending champs, they covered, by the way, 82-77. All right. Biggest game in New York. Hey. Biggest game in New York yesterday. It wasn't the Knicks and Pacers as the Knicks extend that series back to Indiana. No. It was Liberty, Valkyries, tied at halftime, by the way. Remember, Joe, they got blown out just a couple days ago in New York against said Liberty. They come back. 5-point loss, you know what? I was impressed. As losses go, and again, this isn't, you know, Capri Suns and orange slices, but for an expansion team to nearly pull off the upset and hand the defending champs their first loss of the season, I was impressed. So shout out to Golden State Valkyries, and you heard all of that right here on 95.7 The Game, so, or the Odyssey app, I should say, as well, when it comes to the Valkyries tab. You can find it there. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, crushing it. Per usual.
I want to start today off with something fun. We got a lot of sports stuff that I find to be very fascinating today.
A lot of sports.
Guru has Guru's gripes.
He does.
I have my Friday frustrations.
Okay.
I'm going to start by here. Guys and gals out there, it's 2025. All right? I want you to recognize something. Social media has been around for a long time. All right? Most of you who I follow have been on there forever. I don't need to see your entire minute and a half video on your story six different times that you're at the Kendrick Lamar concert at Chase Center or at Oracle or wherever the hell it was. I guess it's Oracle Park.
Monte was there last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that directed towards Monte?
Everybody was there.
I wasn't.
Every person that I know couldn't just post like, hey, at the Kendrick Lamar. They had to post also the video where it's inaudible. I can't even hear anything. It's 2025. Look, in 2011 or 2013, you want to post a video of you at a concert? Nobody is watching your concert video on your story all the way through. We get it. You went to a concert. Good for you.
Sounds like
post
jealous.
A snapshot. Post a photo. Don't post an entire video. Like, what are you? Are you my dad? That's what my dad used to do on Facebook. I'm here at the Tower of Power concert in Clear Lake, Tahoe, or Clear Lake, California. Like, what are you doing? The amount of people who who don't just post, like, hey, I'm at the Kendrick Lamar. Great, I'm happy you're at the Kendrick Lamar thing. That's cool. It's like going to a game. Post it. Stop posting full videos of the concert itself. It's ridiculous.
Why do you care so much? It makes them happy. They're just sharing their
experience. If I got to go like this, right, and I'm
sounds
doing the
like
thumb,
you're jealous you weren't
like,
there.
No, I feel like I'm doing like Morse code. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm doing like Morse code in a World War II movie where I'm trying to go behind the lines where I'm clicking my thumb like it's a clicker. If I have to do that with your story, I'm hitting unfollow. Like, I'm going to start hitting unfollow. It's ridiculous. And I'm talking about people I know and I like and I love.
Yeah, you're talking to Bonte and Dr. Nirav Pandya, who is also there, UCSF.
I have a little fun with this one. Come on, it's a Friday. All right?
I don't know if you're having fun. You said all that, ripping all these people. Hey, I'm just having a little fun. But I don't know if you are.
The sound in the video never gives the actual like feel of the event any justice.
Well, it's very sterile. That's why I never take videos of that sort of stuff. But that's me. People are having fun and excited, and they want to show you, hey, I'm cool, I'm hip.
No, that's great. Like, you know why I have to say this? And, like, I've noticed this at youth sports games. I've noticed this. We got a lot of graduations tonight. And I just, anyone who can hear me, just hear me out. It's okay to post something that you go out and do. I'm not saying it's not. But also put the phone in your pocket and enjoy the moment. One thing that I absolutely love about the Masters is that you will never see anyone with their phone out
because they take them
videoing anything. And what I've noticed, and I'm guilty of this. Okay, I send you guys videos of my kid and whatnot. Like, I'm guilty of this too. But also, when I'm out and about, it's okay to put the phone in the pocket and enjoy the real moment. Because as you're viewing it through your phone, you're not enjoying it in real life and in real time. And I just, like, the moment matters. Be in the moment.
Well, they're probably watching it when they turn the video off, right?
I mean, you're watching it through the phone, too. So, like, you're there and you're enjoying the moment.
But, I mean, it's like a minute and a half video of a three-hour concert.
No. That's fine. One video. When I see 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 videos, come on.
Sounds like they're celebrating the different songs of each, you know, from SZA and Kendrick Lamar. Like, that's fine.
Look, one thing I've
learned. They're just not like us.
You are sounding like a hater. I'm just letting you know.
One thing I've learned is that everybody said to me, Joe, your son's childhood will go by like that, with like a snap. And look, they're right. They're 100% correct. They are right. But the more and more I realize how addicted I am to my phone, I do. I also realize there's a time and a place to pull it out and take the photos and the videos, which we all want to have. We all want to have them and go back. But the concert, you're never going to go back and watch it. I have all these. I went to like Pebble Beach and I took videos of all these golfer swings. You know how many times I've actually went back and looked at it? Never. Never. You know what I do remember? Being in person and not videoing Cameron Champ hitting a drive as far and as fast and as long and as loud as I've ever seen. And that feeling, that rush, cannot be encapsulated within a video that I send to a friend. I had to be there.
You feel better?
I do.
Okay. Filmo Mike has some thoughts on this.
Am I wrong? Filmo feels me.
12 minutes into the show, Filmo, we're going to you because I need your help.
Filmo, come on. Tell me you feel me. I get it. Stop. I'm not saying you can't have fun at the concert. Just, I cut the line at a couple videos. I'm done. I don't need a click, 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 click.
Over, under 2.5 videos.
That's all I'm saying.
Filmo, help this man.
Filmo, come on. I know you feel me.
I don't feel you, brother. I do not.
Oh, my God.
I do not feel you. At all, in multiple ways. First of all, you said, I'm happy that you're at the concert. Well, how are you happy that they're at the concert if you met that they're recording videos? Make it make sense, my brother. You out here, you sound like a grumpy old white man early in the morning, and you're just a white man. Don't add truth to it, brother. You're just a white boy. It's all good. Be happy. Don't be so sweet, Ushasky. You mad at people for posting videos. Come on, blood.
Hey, come on,
Ushasky.
Filmo, come on. You know what I'm talking about. There's a line of demarcation. And when it's 8, 9, 10, when I see your story, and instead of a line, you know, a couple of lines at the top, I see da, 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 and you're all at the same concert, it does get a little ridiculous. Come on, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're right.
Thank you.
But sometimes you go through your story and sometimes you just create a masterpiece without even you know it. You hear, you hear. Well, that's my story. Sometimes I look back like, man, I was really moving me. I was at that show and I ended up at that strip club. So sometimes when the story is it's captivating, it's a trip. But I know what you mean when you're just posting the same thing over and over
and over again. Getting at.
That does get redundant. But you can't hate on them because you wasn't at the Kendrick Lamar show because you have to wake up for the morning roast.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, Philbo, were you there yesterday?
I was not there, but all my friends is there, so I understand, Shasky, but you get to live it through them. It's like when your partner's team win the championship, you kind of get to live it through them.
No, I feel you on that. But do you feel me on, I feel like society in a whole, as a whole, we have gone a little too far into the phones, and I do feel like, and I admit, I'm so guilty of this, we're not living in the moment enough. Like, tonight there'll be a lot of graduations, and I know all the parents, because I'm going to like four different ones, all the parents are going to have their phones out, videoing every little second, and I feel like there's a happy medium where we can enjoy the moment in real time without having to see it through the phone when you're standing 2 feet away.
No, I feel you on that. I mean, but remember, your dad probably used to have a camcorder back in the day.
He did.
Just that everybody got phones now.
It's true. You're right.
Philmo.
I love you, Philmo.
That was great. That was good stuff. We needed that this morning. Philmo, Mike weighing in on the conversation.
We're just having fun.
It's a Friday. It's a non-payday Friday. But again, we are shouting out to the people that are graduating this weekend. Shout out to all the grads out there. If you want to call in and shout them out, hey, you know what? We'll take it all show long. I'm calling an audible Omaha, all show long. You want to shout out a grad this weekend, whether it's kindergarten, middle school, high school, college.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College, whatever it is, 888-957-9570 is the number, Joe. And shout out to those watching on YouTube through their phone. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And a guy that was at that concert yesterday is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
That was Ponte Hill.
Oh, was he there?
He was.
Oh, nice.
You knew that. Stop.
No, I didn't. Was he on stage?
No, he had his own little luxury suite.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was in one of the boxes.
Is it on his story?
It's on his story.
I'm going to go look it up right now.
There you go. There's a lot of dots on his story, though, just a heads up.
Is there?
There's not that many. I think there was.
All right, let me look. Let me look how many dots are on his story. You filibuster, because I'm not done. I have more.
We got a lot to get into today. That, you know, Kendrick aside here. The 49ers have OTAs yesterday. And Kyle Shanahan,
he doesn't have a lot of dots.
I didn't say he had a lot. He had a couple.
See, now that's fine. One.
You're talking about like 20 is what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to know what's the line of too many?
Well, I think, like, for example, Benny had his graduation this week, right?
He did. He'll the graduation, they call it. But he's going to the same school still. But yeah.
Okay.
Promotion.
Okay. You only posted one photo, which I appreciate.
That's now, it.
Had you posted a video of maybe all of them singing or whatever, totally fine. But if you posted the whole ceremony,
that's
a little too much. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't need to see the whole concert. Like, that's all I'm saying. You could be there. You could post a photo here and there, a video here and there. But that's just too much for me. I know this sounds so. I sound like my dad now. Actually, I do sound.
It's
like
okay.
My dad.
You know what? We all turn into our parents, whether we like it or not, in some form or shape. That's what happens. That's life, Joe. That's life.
Look, I'm here for, at the end of like a season, I always ask one of the parents, hey, could you take my phone? I want to take a photo of the entire team, and I want to collect this moment. And a lot of parents send us photos and videos, and I'll post that stuff because I do want to share certain things. But also, I do realize there's a line of demarcation where too much is just, you're just flooding the timeline.
Talking about too much, last year when it came to the 49ers, Joe, there was too much drama. There was too much of the injury bug going around that locker room. Now, the drama has seemed to be subsided a little bit. No more Debo, no more Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga's gone, Hargrave's gone. There's a lot of turnover with this team. And we're talking Niners because OTAs officially started in practice in front of the media yesterday. And we saw Christian McCaffrey back out there. That was good to see, according to Kyle Shanahan. And we'll hear from the head coach saying that's the healthiest he's looked in quite some time. I love that. But speaking about health, there were some other things that bothered me yesterday that I want to discuss. Your first round pick, Ricky Pearsall. This is going to be a big talking point today because you know what? You moved on from Debo Samuel, and rightfully so. We all agreed. I think this is the time to move off of him. He's getting older. That burst wasn't there last year. The lack of leadership at times last year was alarming in a lost season. It wasn't good. So it was time for both these parties to part ways. And Debo's now in Washington, and that's fine. Brandon Ayuk got hurt last year, and we're still waiting for him to come back at any point. He's recovering from the ACL. Is he going to be back for training camp? We still don't know. We'll see about that. So your wide receivers right now is Juwan Jennings, basically, and Ricky Pearsall. Those are your top two.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, George Kittle is probably your number one receiver, quote-unquote, but he's a tight end, so we're going to list him as that. Your top two wide receivers are Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall. And Ricky Pearsall, the last couple games, salvaged maybe a bad season, a lost season for him, where he wasn't really training in training camp because of injury. Then he gets shot before the season starts. He gets shot right down the block from us.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
That was a little aggressive there. Thank you, John Sterling. But that happened, and it was a lost season for him. But it felt like at the end, he had a couple good games where, you know what? Okay, maybe this could translate into next season, and we might have found something there. Well, fast forward to now, OTAs, and he's already tweaked his hamstring. He's tweaked his hamstring, and now there's a conversation. He's probably not going to be back till training camp. I mean, this is your first-round pick that you're going to need to rely on heavily. You just invested all this money into your quarterback, and his number two wide receiver is gone. Hell, his number one wide receiver, we don't even know if he's going to be there, and that is Brandon Ayuk when he is healthy. So we're going to basically be relying on a healthy Juwan Jennings and Jacob Cowing and whoever else, Watkins, like
Robinson.
Robinson, thank you, God. See, like, there
I
you
actually
go.
Like him.
Thank you. Like, come on.
He's going to be suspended.
Yeah, no, I know. Who comes back first, Ayuk or him?
Right. I'm hesitant to say this, and I don't want to say this word right now, but it's bordering on bust right now for Ricky Pearsall. It is.
It's late May.
It's late May, but you know what? This guy has the injury bug, and he had it in college. And he has it now in his first 2 years. And that's a problem.
So,
and I don't think you could, this isn't something you're just going to get over. Like, Herm Edwards was on with you and Bonte last year.
Okay.
During this time, talking about Ricky Pearsall. And Herm Edwards, obviously, Monterey High School legend, Obviously, head coach of the Jets, head coach of the Arizona State football team, Coach Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall when he was there. So he knows Ricky. And the problem with Ricky is what he told us. He's a gym rat, but he doesn't know when to stop. He pushes himself too hard and he overworks. And you need to protect Ricky from himself. Well, you know, there's only so much that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch can do in that regard. And Ricky needs to protect Ricky from himself. And right now, he hasn't learned how to do that. It's two off seasons in a row now where there's been an injury bug. And I'm officially concerned about him. I'm officially concerned about Ricky Pearsall.
That's fair. I think it is totally
and
fair.
And I said border. I didn't say he's a bust yet, but it's bordering on that for me.
Okay, put the B word to the side for just a second. It is May. It's May. Right now, I know it's going to be June very shortly here.
2 days.
And it's not ideal. I admit that 100%. I watched a lot of 49er dropbacks that were circulating across the internet yesterday, and I just kind of isolated Ricky Pearsall in the ones where he played. I actually think he's a really solid player as a player. He gets open. He gets good separation. I think he's a really smooth and silky route runner. He can make a few contested catches. I have questions about his size, but the number one question for him right now is absolutely the durability. Now, if we take the gunshot out of the equation, got hurt with the shoulder multiple times and the hamstring last offseason.
Yep.
That concern is not going to go away until we see this guy play 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 games.
And as we've talked about with the hamstring with Steph Curry, obviously a little different. The guy has so much more wear and tear on his body than Ricky Pearsall, and he's going on 38 years old. He's 37 right now. But that's an injury that just soft tissue. It lingers, it lingers, it lingers.
So, but like when you say the word bust, not that I get...
Said bordering on it.
No, I know. But when we say that word bust, okay, I'm curious on your definition on that because I think it does... We throw it around, and I don't know if it necessarily applies to it. Can you be a bust if you're a late first-round pick? I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're a first-round pick.
Can you be a bust if you get injured but you try really hard?
Yeah, your body failed you, but you're still a bust.
So Greg Oden is a bust?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right, because maybe I view it a little differently. Like, bust to me, there's got to be an element of you not also putting in the work as much.
I'm going to go...
Maybe I'm wrong.
Where I go in these situations is always AI, because AI knows all, and ChatGPT knows all. And I'll give you the definition per the computers and what they say.
Let me guess. It has something to do with highly touted expectations.
I'll just give you the key characteristics of a bust per ChatGPT. So there's high expectations.
Yeah, expectations.
Underperformance. Injuries or off-the-field issues.
Okay.
And public perception. So the label is often influenced by media and fan disappointment for the public perception. Injuries or off-the-field issues say sometimes these contribute to the bust status. Underperformance. Fails to deliver strong or consistent performance, obviously. And then high expectations, you're drafted early or signed to a large contract.
So,
and he was a first-round pick.
Was D Ford a bust for the Niners? Or was it just unfortunate that he got hurt?
I don't think what was the capital involved?
They gave him a second-round pick and then gave him a big... They gave the Chiefs a second-round pick and gave him a big contract.
I would say he left me wanting more.
Okay.
Bust is strong.
When he played, he was great.
That's the thing. He actually showed some great moments.
That's kind of how I feel about Ricky. When he plays, not that he's great, he's good.
Yeah, I don't think he showed any greatness. And I think I need greatness from a first-round pick, albeit from the number one overall pick all the way to the 30th.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, I need first-round is first-round talent, regardless of whether it's a deep class or not. Like, you felt that confident in him when you already had two wide receivers that have been all pros. You had Deebo Samuel, and you had Brandon Ayuk, and you felt that confident about him and that selection. When you had guys like Cooper DeJean still out there?
But if you had asked that same question about Eric Armstead or Jimmy Ward after a couple of years, we would have said, yeah, those guys are busts. And then they kind of turned it around and were very good, productive 49ers. And then eventually just completely justified the draft selection.
Listen, I'm saying
Solomon Thomas to me is a quote-unquote bust.
I'm saying Ricky Pearsall's bordering on bust right now. 888-957-9570
was a bust. I also feel like where your draft, like being a top five overall pick, like Trey, he's a bust, right? Like, top three overall. You traded three picks for him.
He's cooked. Yeah, he's a bust.
Yeah, he's a bust.
Like, he's one of the biggest busts in NFL history.
He's a bust. Now, yes. I could argue maybe he wasn't given enough sample with this team, whatever, but I think it's now kind of clear, like, he's not good enough. And what they gave up to get him, it was just awful. I mean, it's fireable if they don't find Brock Purdy. The late first rounders, I give you a little more leeway. It's so hard to draft in the first round.
We got to go
that late.
We got to go. We're busting on this break right now. And again, shout out.
Am
to
I
all
being
you.
Too soft?
No, you know, we'll pick this up
I
on
think
the
a
other
lot
side.
Of people are concerned though.
Let's pick this up on the other side. No, am I being too harsh right now saying that Richie Seafall is boring on a bust? 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll hear from the head coach in regards to that injury and what else he's saying. Plus, the guy that needs to stay healthy this year is Christian McCaffrey. And how did he look yesterday? We'll discuss all of that coming up next. And it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Gutsy loss there for the Golden State Valkyries. 2-3 on the year now, but you know what? They got blown out against New York a couple days ago, licked their wounds, came back. And that was a very tight game all the way up until the end. Janelle Salon, 18 points, 13 boards. That's what we call a double-double, Joe. A couple of assists as well there. So, listen, character-building loss, I would call that. Breonna Stewart, she did her thing on the opposite end. She's one of the greats. She had 19 free throw attempts. You know what? Foul baiting from Breonna Stewart yesterday. That's all I'm going to say.
Some difficult calls there last night.
First team all foul bait on that end. I'm not going to get too much into it because you know what? The refs are the refs. I can't control them. But there was might have been some faulty whistling going on there. That's all I'm going to say, Joe.
So
that's all I'm going to say.
You were bringing up the word bust, and I just maybe I'm more sensitive the older I get, but I have a hard time.
I don't think so. You're just crushing anyone that was posting on social media. I don't think you're that sensitive to others.
That's called having fun, and those are people I know.
I don't think you are.
Did you see the study?
Fun.
The study that came out said that friends that razz each other are actually tighter than people that don't. They're actually closer.
There's a difference between razzing and being legitimately angry at people posting on their stories.
Okay. I'll tell those people to their face.
You won't.
I will.
Tell it to Bonte at 9 o'clock.
I didn't think his was egregious.
Okay. Well,
he had two stories.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I told you, when I'm doing Morse code, as I'm flipping through your story, that's when it's too much. Now, that being said, bust. As I get older, I have a harder time calling a 22-year-old kid, because to me, you're in your 20s, like you're still a kid. I'm not saying you can't do dumb things and horrible things or great things. But, like, I have a harder time now in my 40s calling a kid who tries hard a bust.
Listen, if you just joined the conversation, real quick, we're referring to Ricky Pearsall, who apparently tweaked his hamstring, is not going to be available until potentially training camp. This is two off seasons in a row now where he's dealing with the same injury and an injury that kept him out for most of training camp last year. Now, a couple months till training camp, we got a long ways to go, but it's not good. And I think Ricky Pearsall, second-year wide receiver for the 49ers, is bordering on bust right now. And that's why we're talking about that word.
You know, like James Wiseman, like a poor guy, like people, he's a bust. Do I think he tried really hard? Yeah, I do. Right. And so, like, I'm a little more lenient with the word, and I get it. Like, this is what we do as sports fans. We call people busts, and we don't care about the individual and the person. So Carter comes in at the break, right? And Carter's like, D. Ford was a huge bust. And I love you, Carter, for saying that, because that's how I used to be, right? I'm admitting this. Then I went to training camp one year, and he was clearly injured, and he was working on the sled by himself. And I walked over, and me and Bonte were talking to him, and I had a glimpse of the perspective from D. Ford's point of view. And it was like, he was like, hey man, I really don't want to talk to anybody because I've been working really, really hard to get right. And I don't think I'm there yet. And I'm in a bad place because I'm trying to get on the field and I want to play football.
Right.
And I just, when he said that, it like stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, damn, like, I've been like, why is this guy on the field? What's going on? And like, that's the frustration as Joe, the Niner fan. And then when Joe, the person, meets D. Ford, the person, it's very difficult to come on air and Joe, the radio guy, blast D. Ford, the football player, because I actually feel empathy for the person.
You can do both. I think it's okay to say, like, Ricky Pearsall is probably a really good guy. Like, I root for the story. I would like to see him do well. And it's not his fault his body's betraying. Although, like, if we've heard from, and if we can get that sound, Sam, I think Matt emailed it to all of us. Herm Edwards on with the Morning Roast last year talking about Ricky Pearsall when it comes to that injury.
It's on your board.
It's on my board? Where is it? Oh, it's right here. This is Herm Edwards. Hello. Former head coach of the New York Jets, mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, and obviously Arizona State football, where he coached Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk. This was
okay.
Herm on with you guys last summer talking about Ricky Pearsall, needing to protect him from himself.
He's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself, you know. And I told John and them that when they drafted him, I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. That this is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. That's back-to-back summers now with a hamstring injury. And he last played for Herm Edwards back in 2021 at Arizona State, Joe. It's 4 years ago. We're still talking about that same hamstring. That's not good.
No, this is
not good.
Absolutely. Like, it's concerning. I would be denying myself the honesty if I didn't admit that.
And I'm not, and I hear you what you say. I don't think all busts are made equal.
I think this guy could be good.
No, sure. No,
not great, but good.
There's a difference between Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf, the bust, than Trey Lance and the Jimmy Clausens of the world that are
who just aren't good enough. Like Solomon Thomas.
Correct.
Solomon Thomas. I never thought he should have been taken number three overall, number two overall. I thought it was a terrible pick. I didn't see, I watched Stanford that year, and I remember the Trubisky game specifically where he became a high riser, and I thought it was absurd that they took him. Yeah. Do I think that Solomon Thomas didn't work his butt off? Of course I thought he worked hard. I just don't think he's good.
Yeah. But right? That doesn't take away the person. Like, you can still.
Exactly.
And listen, this is why it's not getting personal. This is why I think we got to be careful as just a medium, because the lines have been blurred when it comes to personal shots versus just talking about the player itself. Like, with Andrew Wiggins, we were not taking personal digs. Oh, why is he missing time? What's going on here? First off, we were concerned about the person, but we were talking about on the court. When he was on the court, it just wasn't good enough. And that's what we critiqued. That's all we critiqued. It was, it's just something's not right. It's not looking good on the court. That's nothing against what is going on in his personal life, the tragedy that befell him. You know, his father was sick. His father ends up passing. And, you know, talking about that last year and how that was a weight lifted off of him, and it was definitely weighing on him on the court. But we can only talk about on the court / on the field right now. And you got to be on the field for us to talk about it first and foremost. So, yes, Ricky Pearsall went through a tragic situation. He thought he was going to die. Like, that was a very scary situation. And for him to even come back that season and have some, like, good games, as you said, was amazing.
I thought he looked good.
I thought so, too.
I thought he looked good. I think he can be a good player. Now, will he ever live up to this first rambling? I don't know. Like, I don't know. That I think, is still up in the air.
But I don't think it's disrespectful to say that he's bordering on bust, because we're talking about him just, you have to be on the field.
No doubt.
You have to be on the field.
But I guess
that's
what I'm saying, Joe.
I'm frustrated right now, Joe, if I'm a Niners fan.
No, I hear you.
Like, OTAs, there was no drama. And then I checked my phone yesterday, and it's, oh, Ricky Pearsall tweaked his hamstring, probably going to be out to training. Really? Really? Like, that's a guy we're really relying on. Like, Brock's, he needs to rely on a guy like Ricky. He does.
Well, my reaction was, you got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
Right? That's what my reaction was. But, like, I guess, for whatever reason, the older I get, the less likely I am to use the word bust. When J.J. Stokes, the Niners traded up to go get J.J. Stokes. I remember for years, I was like, bust, can't live up to it, right? Again, I was in my 20s, you know what I mean, when he was playing, and in my teens when he was playing for the Niners. And, like, now that I'm a little older, like, I don't use that word as much as I used to, because I think I kind of know a little more about the craft. And I also understand, like, 40-year-old guy ripping 20-year-old when he has no clue what that guy is going through. I just take a step back. Now, that being said, getting somebody who has injury concerns and that person continues to have injury concerns, some of it can be out of your control. Trey Lance snaps his ankle. Like, that's football.
Yeah.
This guy did have injury concerns, and the medical didn't get cleared. This is the same thing that happened with Dee Ford, because when Dee Ford, they swung the deal, he had neck, back, and knee injuries. And they're like, he's good to go. Well, we found out, like, no, he's not. He's not good to go. So there's a medical concern that I think is a fair one and a criticism. Like, getting shot. I mean, how can anyone have any? No one knows, right? But, like, when I think of some of the busts, when I think of that word, I think of self-inflicted also plays a huge factor into me using that word. Rolando McClain.
Yeah.
The knucklehead.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Jamarcus Russell, again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ryan Leaf, who referenced. Like, that. Definitely, no doubt about it. Like, was James Wiseman a bust? Or was he just not good enough and never developed and then got hurt and was unfortunate?
I think there's a lot of different characteristics of what makes a bust.
But I also think the way people use that word is going to be maybe different from me.
Absolutely.
But it is a triggering word for me the older I get.
Okay, fair enough. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side, 888-957-9570. Ricky Pearsall, is he bordering on bust for you? 49ers fans. 888-957-9570 plus. We'll hear from the head coach from OTAs yesterday. Christian McCaffrey is back. And if he's healthy for next season, is the sky the limit for the 49ers? We'll discuss. This is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Defeated and defending champion New York Liberty. Liberty improved to 5-0, Valkyries 2-3, and now they take on another undefeated team on Sunday, the Minnesota Lynx. But that will be back at Chase Center June 1st, Joe. But you know what? Gutsy. If there's such a thing as a gutsy loss, that was one of them. For an expansion team to nearly beat the defending champs, I don't care what sport. It's impressive. So shout out to Valkyries showing some heart yesterday after getting blown out just a couple days ago against the New York Liberty. We're talking Niners OTAs, and Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday. And the question that I have right now in regards to Ricky Pearsall, who, according to Kyle, tweaked his hamstring. And this is a hamstring that he's dealt with, an injury that he's dealt with all the way back to college days at Arizona State under Herm Edwards. So this is going on 5+ years now where he's dealt hamstring injuries. I just asked the question at 888-957-9570. Call or text that number if he's bordering on bust. Jasky thinks that's too strong of a word right now.
At this point in time.
And that's fair.
When you're a year into your career, regardless of what happened last year, when you're a year into your career, it's probably way too premature. Now, concerned? Of course you're concerned.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't good. Now, of all the teams that relies on the receivers probably the least, it would be one of these types of teams, sure, meaning a run first type of a team, sure, right? But he does have a big role. There's no Ayuk for who knows how long. We don't know. Could be, you know, the beginning of the season, like week 5, 6, 7. Could be late in the year. I thought Dre Greenlaw was going to come back probably like week 6, 7. What did he come back? Week 13?
Super late. Super late.
10. Yeah. Okay, came back week 10, right? And then barely played.
Yeah.
So this is not good. You don't want to head into a season with just Juwan Jennings and, you know, duct tape. You know, because your other wide receiver you signed from the Rams isn't going to be available for the first couple of games because of the suspension that he's got looming over him for PEDs. That being said, if you're like, Joe, are you concerned about, yeah, this is not good. This is not ideal. I'm not here to pretend that it is. But it is May. The guy I'm more worried about, and it's not worry, it's just the guy I'm monitoring way more closely, who I think has way bigger of an impact on their winning this year, is Christian McCaffrey. Mm. And it's not so much like, how fast does he look in drills, or what does the explosion look like? I'm not going to pretend to break down videos. It's just, can he go week after week after week throughout all this offseason and just be on the field? Just get his work in. Right, at whatever speed that looks like. And then come week one, I'll assess where he's at. Like, he's got to make it week after week after week on the field in practice. And I'm sure they'll pick and choose times to sit and stay or whatever, or, you know, do like a veteran day that Kittle does a lot and Trent Williams does a lot. But can he get his work in and just be ready to go week one? And then I'll assess what he looks like week one. Right? Because he is the guy, to me, that is one of the most important players in the entire NFC.
Let's listen to the head coach yesterday. OTAs going down at Santa Clara. I think some of the big names that aren't there currently, Trent Williams is not there, and then Yetur Gross-Matos, but I believe Yetur is having a baby? Thumbs up? I think that's what was going down. I think that's what happened, so that's why he's not there. It's not for any injury reasons or anything like that. And obviously, Brandon Ayuk not there. He's recovering from an ACL, yeah. Obviously. We knew that heading into it. But Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall first, and we'll get to the Christian McCaffrey cut as well. So, but here is the head coach talking about the second-year wide receiver.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for minicamp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to minicamp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there. But he should be healthy by then.
Hopefully, he should be healthy by then, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. So, doesn't make me feel very good, though. Regardless, here is more from Shanahan talking about Christian McCaffrey, though. Positive, Joe. He's healthy.
Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
So he's as healthy as possible.
I'm not going to lose my mind this early. It's not even June. I promised myself I wouldn't lose my mind. This is the same guy who told us that we had nothing to worry about with Christian McCaffrey in preseason last year. So that's why, like again, I'm not saying that Shanahan's lying to us. He might look as good as any athlete. I've seen Christian up close and personal. The guy looks like a G.I. Joe figure. He is chiseled. The casts on this dude are unreal.
That's why his name's McCaffrey.
He looks like a track athlete, like a superstar track athlete. That being said, it's not about a given day or a video or anything like that. It's just, can he go week after week after week, getting his work in and being ready to go week one of the NFL season? That's it. That's all I need. And if he is, oh, thank God, because I think it would really like change everything. Right now, if he's out, who's your number two running back? Like, as in, who would step in as your starter?
Garendo, probably.
And now Garendo flashed. I don't feel really confident that he can go.
No.
You know, weeks on end. Jordan Mason, who had a couple of years under his belt and I think showed a little bit of promise, told us after like 2 weeks, like, yeah, being an every down running back in this system in the NFL is really difficult.
Yes, it is. And they demand a lot. It's a run first team. It's a run first zone running scheme that there's not a lot of in today's NFL. Like, that does this specific type, which has made them so successful, but also, the proof is in the pudding. The wear and tear from these guys, the Raheem Mosterts of the world, your boy Tevin Coleman, right? You had to bring in Paper Plane McKinnon, right? All those guys. Matt Breida. The names go on and on and on. Elijah Mitchell, another guy, right?
And I liked Elijah Mitchell. What is
gone?
Where is he at now? What team did he go to?
Elijah Mitchell, running back, right here.
Where did he go to?
He's a Chief. Of course he's a Chief.
Of course he's a Chief.
He's going to win a Super Bowl this year. Yeah,
exactly. He'll make a play against us, you know? No, but like, okay, the Ricky Pearsall aspect of this. It is concerning. Like, I'll meet you here. It is very concerning because you're a wide receiver, and the entire position of wide receivers is it, like it's conditioning. It's being able to get those reps in with Brock Purdy, which he really couldn't do last year, right? And part of why you wanted Brock signed was so that he could do all of this kind of stuff and get that timing and that sequencing and all that stuff ready to go. Now, can you do it during the regular season? Sure. But I always go back to the Matt Stafford-Cooper Kupp thing where Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp had calculated exactly how many passes before, during, and after practice the two of them did together the year they won the Super Bowl.
That's pretty crazy.
It was it was insane. And, like, you need those reps. You need that timing. You need all those things. And so this is not ideal. I'm not pretending like this is, oh, it's fine, nothing to worry about, because nothing is worse than nothing to see here radio. Because, right. like, the reality is, like, yeah, this is not good.
No.
But I think it is way too early to say, like, the bus word. What I saw late in the year, and like, again, I watched a ton of highlights because they were showing a lot of online. There was a guy that was breaking down every single under-center drop back from Brock Purdy. And so I would rewatch over each snap, and I'm picking out different players to look at and where were they open on the route, whatever. Ricky is a silky route runner. Like, he is nice.
What did Greg Cosell say last year, our 95.7 The Game NFL answer? Juicy. That's the word he used.
No, he is nice.
He's now, juicy.
I worry about size and all that stuff, but, like, he does get open. And in the rhythm passing game against zone and against some man, depending on who's guarding him, he does get open. Like, he would be a productive player in this system. Would he be, you know, an upper echelon wide receiver? I don't know. Like, I don't know. But I also didn't think Juwan Jennings could be close to a 1,000-yard receiver in this offense. So I'm not putting it past Shanahan. It's just, this is not great. And I look at the Ayuk injury, and God knows what's happening with him and the team and the organization. I look at Juwan Jennings being a stalwart. Who's going to be that guy opposite him in the passing game to be a threat? Now you're going to stack the box against everyone.
Here is Greg Cosell, the aforementioned sound I was talking about, on last year on with Willard and Dibbs, right here at 95.7 The Game, talking about Ricky Pearsall, some of those early moments, and saying he looked juicy running routes.
I thought Pearsall running routes looked pretty juicy this week. Oh. You know, so he's only going to get better. You know, what that means in terms of production, no one can answer that. But I thought he looked pretty quick running routes. Plus, he's got some physicality to him. There were a couple of times he was pressed, and he ran through the press. So I'm really anxious to see him play more, which he will, obviously, because Ayuk's not there.
Juicy like a peach, Ricky Pearsall.
Can we play just the beginning of that where Willard, like, clearly gets super excited?
We're efforting.
I want that on the board. Just play the beginning and then drop it.
I thought Pearsall running routes looked pretty juicy this week. Huh. You know, so he's only going to get better.
There you go.
Mark, I love you.
But I was actually kind of with Mark there. I was like, huh, he didn't really do anything. How did he look juicy? But, hey, Greg Cosell, he breaks down the film better than anyone. Not named Brian Baldinger, of course, both of our 95.7 The Game NFL insiders. But there was definitely there were moments for Ricky last year, and that was from an October game, so it was super early in the year. And I felt like it was towards the end of the year, those last couple games for Ricky that he played, that really showed me, like, okay, we got something here, maybe. So, again, he's got to be out there for me to even, for him to do anything. He's just got to be on the field. If he can get there, sure, that's great. And just staying on the field will be massive. But it all comes down to Christian McCaffrey at the end of the day. That's great. You're number two wide receiver in a run first thing. That's great. Christian McCaffrey is not only at times your best running back, clearly, he's also your best wide receiver at times.
But you're also out Brandon Ayuk, and you're also out Deebo Samuel.
That's why Christian McCaffrey's just, you need him on the
field. No, I know, but let's not act like Ricky's coming in as the number four.
No, but this season is not going to come down to Ricky Pearsall being on the field or not. It's going to come down to Christian McCaffrey being on the field or not. That's what it's going to come down to.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you don't know?
Let it play out. I think you got to let it play. Look, did you know that Kendrick Bourne was going to lead the 49ers in playoff receiving yards on their way to the Super Bowl in 2019? Like, this offense is kind of crazy, like, in the sense that, like, there are certain guys who just ball out and are extremely efficient and make things work. And then other guys are just,
listen,
you know?
No, what I've learned in the Super Bowl last few years, your studs need to show out. Thank you, Mark. Christian McCaffrey needs to be on the field for this team to have a chance. They just need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.